All right, here we go. Happy Thursday to you. I'm going to have an abbreviated Thursday. Let me explain. I have an event I need to get to. So Michael Bartley, I hope, remembers he's going to start working at 5 today. And he'll kick you off with a drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Abbreviated me, which for some of you, I'm sure, is a sigh of relief. Less is more from me, I'm sure, is the way that you look at it. Nonetheless, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. 1 hour from right now, Senator Dave McCormick, he joins. And we got to talk about a bunch of things, especially the government shutdown. Get back to work. That's the message of Dave McCormick, and I wonder how it's going to be received. So I'll talk to him about all of that coming up in just a little bit. But, okay, so few things stop me in my tracks. You know me, I'm not a worrier, really. I keep it moving, and I hope the world keeps moving. But there is one thing that has, it has absolutely sort of stopped me in my tracks and made me wonder, made me ponder, made me think, you know, maybe we don't have it under control. This.
We have emails from American Airlines saying one thing, emails from United saying other things, passengers saying they don't really know what this means if they are traveling this upcoming weekend. For example, on United's front here in Houston, they've said that they will not stop any of their major flights between their hubs, and they won't stop any international long-haul flights.
Wow. That's Karen Hua, CBS News. In Houston, H-U-A, she continues.
Major hubs like Denver and Atlanta and Los Angeles, they're going to have their flights reduced. Also, all three airports serving New York City and Washington, D.C., they're also going to be impacted. So it's going to be interesting to see how that's going to impact the traffic coming into airports and how their security screening points are going to be able to keep up with that.
Damn, Karen. Not being a Karen, she's just delivering the news.
We've been here at Houston's Bush Airport all throughout the week, seeing how the traffic has ebbed and flowed. It's certainly a lot calmer right now, but because of the staffing shortages as well, some airports like Bush have had to cut the number of security screening points they have. So all of this in combination with each other could just lead to something of chaos.
That's enlightening. That's something that's refreshing. That's exactly what you want to hear as we start dripping deeper into November and heading toward the Thanksgiving holiday. Airports and chaos in the same situation, in the same sentence, all jumbled together. Now, I have a question for you at 866-391-1020. You still flying? You canceling? You making other plans? Are you booking that flight for the holidays? You going to wait till this all shakes out? Are you saying the hell with it? I'm going to figure out how many miles to a gallon I'm going to get. And if I got to drive to Florida, I got to drive to Florida. Full disclosure, I don't have any plans to travel. At least not yet. Maybe I might after the new year. But for the time being, I don't. But the FAA imposing these flight reductions to relieve pressure on air traffic controllers who are working without pay during the government shutdown and have been increasingly calling off work, there's no positivity that you can spin this with. There's no way you could look at it and say, hey, here's the upshot of that, or here's the positive part of it. No, there is none. They got to figure this out. I said yesterday toward the end of the show, this might be the straw that breaks the camel's back. People starving all over the country. People don't have any money. Gas prices this. Okay. But take away somebody's ability to travel, especially kind of a rich person who can't make it to their ski trip, then it's going to get really ugly. And that's kind of where we are. I can't get to Boca for the holiday? Let's figure this out. That's the way that it's going to work. But I do ask you at 866-391-1020, that's 866-391-1020, do you now have pause? Or maybe you got something scheduled this weekend. Maybe you have it scheduled in a week and a half from now. Are you changing your plans at all? I thought about if I did, Now, I'm somebody who gets to the airport way early. I'm somebody who has pre-check, and I like to think that I insulate myself from these long waits, or I insulate myself from having to be miserable at the airport because I get there super early and I go in that special line. But that's not even going to help at this point, right? High volume, 40 markets, Pittsburgh not being one, but Pittsburgh certainly caught in the trickle down. So there will be, and it's going to be interesting to see. I actually hope we don't see it. I hope it gets all resolved in the next few hours, but it won't. It's going to be interesting to see if our collective country, our traveling country, the people who are headed to airports, keep their cool over the weekend. And I'll tell you what, I would not blame people if they didn't. You know, there's a handy Q&A that they put out. The FAA did, and the AP picked it up. And they asked a couple questions. My flight was canceled. Now what? You know what the answer is? If you're already at the airport, it's time to find another flight. Airlines will rebook you on a later flight for no additional charge. You can ask to be booked on another airline, but airlines aren't required to put you on another carrier's flight. It's often hit or miss. Another question was, am I owed a refund? If your flight's canceled and you no longer want to take the trip or have found another way of getting your destination, the airline is legally required to refund your money, even if you bought a non-refundable ticket. And the last question, can I get compensation? U.S. airlines are not required to pay additional cash compensation and cover lodging or meals for passengers who are stranded, even if a flight cancellation or a severe delay is the airline's fault. Think about that headed into this weekend. Think about wanting to get a meal, a voucher, something in your stomach. Hey, send me to the seediest of seedy motels. I just need to get like 5 hours of sleep. Sorry about your luck. Gate C12 looks pretty comfortable over there. Why don't you have a nice sleep? Come up at about 8 in the morning, and we'll see if we can get you on another flight. That's probably how it's going to shake down. Again, few things shake me. I generally keep it moving. I don't really get frazzled all that much. This is one of those things. If I had a flight, I might be really thinking about it until it's all sort of settled. And I might be getting to the airport like 2 days early if I really needed to fly. How do you feel about it, though? And I'd love to talk to people who have flights scheduled in the very near future. Let's talk next. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. NASCO Roofing, instant access to all our shows. Just click away. Email us, instantaccess@kdkradio.com. Text here from Mary, who listens to the show all the time. And I appreciate her text. We've got a flight to New York City tomorrow through Sunday. Trying to figure out what we're going to do. We have tickets booked for shows, so we can't get our money back. This is really frustrating. I don't envy you, Mary. I hope everything works out. Those are the people I feel probably the most for. People going to places like New York or the Carolinas or Chicago. Sweet home, Chicago. People going to places like that, and here's why. If you're going to the West Coast or you're going somewhere internationally, pretty far, overseas, you're going to grind it out. You got too much invested. You got a big block of time set out. And 4 or 5 hours, it might screw you up a little bit. But it is what it is. You can go ahead and sort of bulldog your way through it, live with some delay, and that's that. But a place like New York City, so what's it take? 6 hours to drive there, whatever. Right? The flight is 1 hour and 4 minutes, 1 hour and 8 minutes, something like that. I fly LaGuardia flight all the time. You are now, those are the people I feel most for, because sometimes you can catch that flight for like $127. Sometimes it's up around $250. It's just depending on when you buy it. But here's the thing. You got to kind of commit to either just saying screw it and driving, or if you go to the airport, you run the risk of sitting there, committing to that part of it. And then here you are 5 hours later and you're kicking yourself going, man, we could have just drove. Now we're here. We're ruined. This sucks. We're just going to go back home. Forget about it. And that's the part where people going to places like I said, like Chicago and the Carolinas and New York, maybe even like Toronto, places like that, where it's on the cusp of flying or not flying to, those are the people I actually feel the most for. Because right now, you've got to go, all systems go one way or the other. You got to commit to a decision, you got to take a side, and you got to stay in that lane and jam the pedal down. And you might end up making the wrong decision, and it's not your fault. You might get to the airport, and the line is 4 hours long. You might get to the airport and they say, hey, we know we're not affecting the Pittsburgh flights, but see, your flight was coming to Chicago to go to New York, and before it was in Chicago, that plane was actually in Miami. And what happened was they canceled that flight, so they're trying to find another plane. That's in Kansas City. It's not going to make it. It's rerouted, and so go home. And then you're screwed, and you're miserable, and all that screwed up to begin with. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. The FAA announced yesterday it's going to reduce air traffic 10% across 40 high-volume markets to maintain travel safety as air traffic controllers exhibit signs of strain. Here's the thing. Air traffic controllers aren't suddenly going to start coming to work with less strain or coming to work more or not calling off as much. Same with the TSA agents. This is just going to exacerbate as we get deeper into this. So that 10% is quickly going to turn into 15 or 20 or 25. This is going to get real ugly real quick. TJ's in Carrick with, I'm sure, a great point. Hi, TJ.
Hey, Colin. The Democrats, they better get this government running, because every single Republican voted to keep the government running, to keep the funding coming in. Not one single Democrat, other than Fetterman, voted to keep the country running and the government running. So so it's not both parties that have this government shut down, because they came to the negotiating table, I think, 14 times now, and every single time it was the Democrat that wanted $1.3 trillion more dollars to fund their special interest groups, like LGBTQ and all this, giving illegal aliens medical insurance. No. They wanted it. So it was every single Republican. I want to clarify. So it's not the both parties. It's one party that has this country shut down, and it's the Democrat Party. Not one Republican voted to fund the government, voted against funding the government.
Yeah, at this point, it's both sides, okay?
No, it's not both sides.
But at this point, but here's the thing, TJ. This is why I don't like taking your calls.
Wait a minute, TJ. This is why I don't like taking your calls because it's okay for
other people to have a different opinion. See, in my world,
Democrat.
In my world, that's okay. In your world, it's not.
The Democrats want to say it's both parties, and we're not willing to. It's not the Republicans' fault at all.
Okay.
They all voted to
fund. Well, see, that's your opinion, and I'm not saying you're wrong.
It's a fact. Look at all the votes.
See, you can have that opinion. That's okay to have that
opinion.
So call Rob Pratt, 866-391-1020. I'm not ever going to tell you can't have that opinion. And this is why, I'll be honest, TJ sucks as a talk show caller. He just does. Because I'll never tell you that you can't have that opinion, but you never want to lend an ear for someone else's opinion. And that's what makes, that's kind of, you think it makes you a great caller. It actually makes you the worst kind of caller. An awful one. A terrible one. Because you can't have a conversation with you. What we can do is sort of go back and forth and talk it out and figure it out. But when you're unwilling to compromise or bend at all, It's emblematic of exactly what's going on in this country. People not willing to give even the most minuscule of an inch and maybe admitting partly what they're doing is wrong. What are we? 36, 37, whatever, 38 days into this? Whatever it is? At some point, Republicans have to look at this and say, okay, every Republican got their backside kicked on Tuesday. Pretty much. And here's why. Whether right or wrong, whether it's optics or fact, the people in this country feel like what's going on right now is at least partly responsible by Republicans. Or else it wouldn't have happened that way. So if you can't compromise to that, we're never going to get anywhere. And it's going to be day 170 of the government shutdown. Even Donald Trump, when was it, yesterday morning, said everybody's got to get in gear, Republicans included. And we got to come to the table and we got to figure this out. 866-391-1020. I'll speak to a Republican coming up top of the hour, Senator Dave McCormick, who has been very vocal with the aforementioned John Fetterman about coming together and getting this fixed. Coming up in just a little bit, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the economy. And there's been a lot of talk about having meals for Thanksgiving and things like that. I wonder if people have done enough before this economy got bad or before this government shut down. I'll explain in just a little bit, and I will take your calls next. 866-391-1020 right here, KDK. Bots said Rabbi Jason Sobel. I had to look it up because Jason Sobel is also the name of a pretty acclaimed golf writer. And then in doing a bit of investigation, it's not the same guy. They just happen to have the same name. If anybody else was wondering that, there may be 0.5 to 1 people out there listening who were wondering that. And that may be a high number. But anyway, rest assured, Jason Sobel, the golf writer, has not turned rabbi. So that's that. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. I think at this point, my opinion, you can disagree, that's fine, that people now accept people who are so deeply entrenched into partisan politics that most people, or a lot of people in our country, are saying, I don't care who's wrong. I don't care who's right. I don't care the nuances of this. I don't care about wanting to meet 13 times or this. You're elected. You're paid, even if you're not taking it. You're elected by us. You're paid by us. You're here to represent us. Figure it out. Because people are starting to not be able to eat. People are not being paid. And now the air travel's being all screwed up in this country. At least that's my take on it. I could be wrong. But finger pointing has now not necessarily subsided, but it hasn't become the number one thing. The number one thing is, I don't care whose fault it is. You're in charge. Fix it. John's in Greenfield. Hi, John.
Hey, you Bonnie Scotsman. How you doing this lovely afternoon?
I've never been better.
Hey, listen, I'm a Republican. I will admit it. You know what, Colin? I think there are certain things that I really don't think that. While I do believe in hashing things out, and I do believe in compromise, one of the things I don't think should be compromised on, especially with the economy in the shape that it is giving money to people who are not citizens of this country.
I would agree with
okay?
that.
And
I agree. I okay. agree well, with that, you there.
That seems to be one of the big sticking points. Now, Colin, I have a lot of members of my family, my dad, my grandfather, who lost his leg in Second World War, my grandfather's brother, who died in Europe in the Second World War. You know, we have skin in the game, Colin. We have been here, and we have contributed. And I just don't think that people that have not contributed deserve the things in this country from the government.
I don't disagree with you. And here's the other thing. I think that forget about just people who aren't citizens, people who aren't making an honest effort, who are able-bodied, they shouldn't be able to skim from the system either, John.
I 100% agree with you, Colin. But see, once again, you're gonna run into the special interests, and you're gonna run. I think one of the major problems here, Colin, is it's very hard, and this is my opinion, it's very hard to get the truth, the news, the real news, out of the media. Okay, you can't get what you're getting. Opinion, you're getting spin, you're getting whatever you get to try to just kind of slather over the real truth. And I think that's part of the problem. People aren't getting the real truth in this country.
Right. They're going to always get a partisan spin. That's the way that it works when the dissemination of it largely is either from news houses that are married to one side or the other, or comes directly from one of those two sides. That being said, go ahead.
Well, I'll give you the perfect example. I'll read something on the news. I'll hear something on KDKA. I'll see something and I'll look at it and I'll get the facts. And then I'll be sitting in the living room at 6:30 and my wife's watching the national news and they will cover this story and they will cover it from a totally different aspect and they will glide over the truth and they will spin it. So it's either not that bad or it's worse than it is. And it happens every day. And it's hard for people to pick through all that.
Well, maybe you consume too much news. See, that's the thing. I don't. And I don't bother myself with things that, one, I don't trust, or two, I don't ever feel a responsibility to answer for other media members.
Okay, well, how do you discern what you can and can't trust?
It takes a while. You have to have a pretty decent history. You have to go and have a decent track record of getting it right. And I take it and then distill it down to kind of what I think and look through it. See, you know, and I go and I check out a bunch of data too, which can be fudged with, but it's not as pliable as sort of words and opinion. Make sense? Thanks. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. America's just fed up. It is. It's fed up right now, and people just want it fixed. Jimmy's in Cranberry. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Colin. How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you.
So I've got a question, and please, you're going to have to pardon me here. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I'm not looking to agitate or poke one side or the other. I've got a legitimate question about TSA and the air traffic controllers.
Sure.
Now, I can certainly appreciate that those folks have very difficult jobs. But my question is that I don't understand why they have additional strain today versus 37 days ago.
Can I let you know that? I can give you a very simple answer. Can I give you the answer?
Okay.
Because they're doing the same job and the same task, and now they have gotten two pay stubs that read zeros.
Agreed, but at some point, very soon, they'll be...
But wait, no, you asked a question. Right? What do you do for a living, Jimmy?
I work in retail.
Okay, you work in retail. So if they said come to work and your shift is 12 to 8 each day, and you get there and... You're making whatever your wage is. And they said, oh, okay, come to work some more 12 to 8. But for the next 2 weeks, you're not going to get paid. Would there be additional strain on Jimmy?
Absolutely, Colin. I was not aware those folks were not getting paid. I thought that there were special circumstances like the military where they were getting paid.
No. Their pay stubs are reading zero. And that's where we are with this. So, and the other thing is, if they walk away, then their job's not going to be there, right? And they are now being pressured by many superiors to not have a sick out. And then here's the other part. Some of these people, they're saying from their superiors, I need a doctor's excuse. So wait just a minute. First of all, it's hard to get in the doctors. Second of all, so I'm not taking in any money, and you want me to go to MedExpress or somewhere and pay $50 that I don't have to then validate why I can come back to a job that you're not paying me at. It's all garbage. It is. 866-391-1020. I got a question about the economy. I'll take your calls in just a moment. And Senator Dave McCormick joins coming up at the top of the hour. 866-391-1020 right here at KDK. All right, Senator Dave McCormick coming up. Oh, real short order. Top of the hour, just past 3 o'clock. You know something I want to get into in the 3 o'clock hour? I'll grab your calls right now, but we talk about the economy. It's terrible. It's not good. People don't have any money. Then you hear, on the other hand, well, I need to have Thanksgiving for 17 people, or I need to do this. And I'm not victim blaming because it's hard. Times is tough. I get all of that. But especially before these times got tough, how many people are living above their means day to day and it gets them into a bind when times get tough? I'm not pointing the finger. I'm just asking a question. Do you do all you can when times are good to make sure to try to insulate yourself from the tough times? And I think if that might be something to think about now. Does your kid need to have that PlayStation? Do you need to go out to eat all the time? Do you have to have that shirt as opposed to this shirt? Like, there are some things, and it's not everybody, but there needs to be some long looks in the mirror of people who say they're without right now whenever they very easily splurge when they're with. 866-391-1020 is that number. That's 866-391-1020. Carmen's in Pittsburgh. Hi, Carmen.
Hi. Just wanted to speak up. I wondered why you didn't correct a couple of folks when they said that undocumented people get free money or free health care, or that they qualify for the Affordable Care Act. They don't.
Why don't you go ahead and correct me?
Correcting anybody.
What's that?
Huh?
Why don't you go ahead and correct me?
Undocumented people cannot qualify for the Affordable Care Act. They never were able to. So that's, and yet the Fox News or the and the Republicans keep on spewing this, and frankly,
but they do have limited options. They do have limited options for medical care, like emergency care. They have.
They're not getting any government. They're not getting any free government help.
Right. But
well, you didn't correct some people when they made that assertion. You just let it slide, and that when it goes uncorrected, other people take it. Well, that must be true.
Carmen, I talk to like 45 people a day. I apologize if I didn't correct a caller, but I allow people to have their opinions, just like yours. And undocumented immigrants are eligible for emergency medical treatment under the EMTALA or whatever the heck it's called. And they also, federal law requires Medicare participating hospitals to provide that stabilizing care. So they are due some care. They can access primary and preventative health care and prescription drugs through some different programs as well.
But they're not for the Affordable Care Act.
Correct.
Which is the issue that's
okay,
keeping
so,
the budget thing going.
All right. What else you got?
That's about it for the time being.
Okay.
I'm a proud progressive, but I hate to hear misinformation perpetuated, and that happens when you don't bother correcting people.
Well, hey, listen, I'm sorry I ruined your day, Carmen. What else you got going on today?
No, it's a beautiful day, and I'm enjoying the weather, and I'm just about to enjoy a walk in the woods.
Do you know that some undocumented immigrants also have health insurance through their employer if their employer is allowing them to work in undocumented fashion?
Yeah, and how much money, how many taxes do undocumented people pay?
Well, I got you. Now I got you. I'm glad you went there. They pay sales tax and things like that, but you know what? They're paying in on wage tax they're never paying many times, or a skewed amount. Have a good day. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. So many people like Carmen can't differentiate between immigrants and undocumented immigrants. And look, I'm not some hard guy or whatever, but it's very simple. If you're not supposed to be here, you're not supposed to be here. And when you have stipulations like that, there can't be any gray. It's either black or white, yes or no, in or out. And when you start to gray it, that's where you get in trouble. Senator McCormick coming up next, top of the hour, right here, KDK.